Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese. Mill-istorja tal-Maltin fl-Awstralja, il-ftehim ta' l-1948 bejn l-Awstralja u Malta, fl-għajnuna tal-passaġġi minn Malta għall-Awstralja. L-istoriku u riċerkatur ta' l-istorja tal-Maltin fl-Awstralja, Dr. Barry York, jgħidilna xu wassal u x'ġara wara dan il-ftehim, u wara nispjegaw bil-Malti il-punti ewlenin li jitkellem dwarhom.
In August 1948, the largest group to ever migrate to Australia on one ship up to that time arrived on the Strathnava. There were 451 Maltese, along with 900 Polish ex-servicemen. Now, the Australia-Malta Assisted Passage Agreement was not meant to be officially implemented until the 1st of January 1949, but as it had been signed in May 1948, the Strathnava Maltese were permitted to be covered by it. Such was their desperation for shipping after the war that the Strathnava was still in troop-carrying condition when it brought its passengers to Australia. In 1948 and 1949, migrants from Malta arrived in Australia on ships such as the Moreton Bay, Partizanka, Esperance Bay, Orduna, Toscana, Asturias, Largs Bay, Sirenia, Sorrento, Columbia, and one of the notorious hell ships was the Mizzier. In late 1949, the Columbia brought more than 1,000 Maltese to Australia, and this was the first occasion when such numbers had arrived from Malta on a single voyage. I'll mention some of the other ships that brought more than 1,000 Maltese on a single voyage. They're special to the story, and 1,000 passengers on one ship is a lot of people. In addition to the Columbia in 1949, the following brought more than 1,000 Maltese to Australia on a single trip: the Ocean Victory, the Ocean Triumph, the Florentia, the Castel Felice, and the Scorbrun. Of all the migrant ships, my special favourite is the Asturias. It brought 4,500 Maltese to Australia on 14 different voyages between 1949 and 1952. And there's an excellent website dedicated to the Asturias. The Asturias began as an armed merchant ship in 1925. She was torpedoed in 1943, but then refitted as a migrant carrier in 1948. She became a troop ship in 1954 and was scrapped in 1957. In her short life as a migrant ship, she brought a total of 30,000 people to Australia, mostly from the United Kingdom. Push factors in Malta were overwhelming. Malta was the most densely populated place in the British Empire, with more than 2,000 people to the square mile and an increasing birth rate. The cost of living had risen eightfold over the pre-war level, but wages had only doubled. Malta's Department of Emigration and Labour reported that on an average of 3 dependents to each worker, it will be found that in 10 years' time, we shall, except for a bigger and vigorously sustained emigration drive, have a population of 120,000 unprovided for, with terrible consequences to the standard of living, the life and the economy of the island. In 1949, 42,000 Maltese were registered for emigration.
Issa bil-Malti dwar dak li għalinna Dr. Barry York. Fawissu ta' l-1948, l-akbar grupp ta' Maltin li qatt emigra l-Awstralja fuq vapur wieħed sa dak iż-żmien waslu fuq l-Stratnaver. Kien hemm 451 Maltin Wawċin flimkien ma 900 ex-servicemen Pollakki. Il-ftehim tal-passaġġ assistit bejn Malta u l-Awstralja ma kellux jibda jseħħ uffiċjalment qabel l-ewwel ta' Ġunju 1949. Imma peress li kien ġie iffirmat f'Mejju ta' l-1948, il-Maltin fuq l-Stratnaver kienu permessi li ikunu koperti skont dan il-ftehim. Tant kien hemm nuqqas ta' bastimenti tal-baħar u l-bżonn tagħhom wara l-gwerra li l-Stratnaver kien għadu f'kondizzjoni li iġor it-truppi meta wassal il-passiġġieri tiegħu fl-Awstralja. L-1948 u l-1949 migranti minn Malta waslu l-Awstralja fuq vapuri bħal Moreton Bay, Parder's Anchor, Esprince Bay, Uduna, Toscana, Asturias, Largs Bay, Sirena, Sorrento, Columbia u wieħed mill-vapuri magħrufa għal kundizzjonijiet ħżiena tiegħu il-Mizzier. Lejn l-aħħar ta' l-1949, il-Columbia ġab fuq u aktar minn 1000 Malti fl-Awstralja. Din kienet l-ewwel okkażjoni li numri bħal dawn kienu waslu minn Malta fi vjaġġ wieħed. Se nsemmi uħud mill-vapuri l-oħra li ġabu aktar minn 1000 Malti u Awċi fuq vjaġġ wieħed. Dawn huma speċjali għal l-istorja u 1000 passiġġier fuq vapur wieħed huwa ħafna nies. Flimkien mal-Columbia fl-1949, dawn il-vapuri li ġejjin ġabu fuqhom aktar minn 1000 Malti l-Awstralja fuq vjaġġ wieħed. L-Ocean Victory, l-Ocean Triumph, il-Florencia, il-Castel Felice u l-Skyabrum. Mil-vapuri kollha tal-immigranti il-favorit tiegħi jgħidilna Barry York huwa l-Asturias. Ġab 4,000 u nofs Maltin l-Awstralja fuq 14 il-vjaġġ differenti, bell-1949 u l-1952. Hemm website eċċellenti iddedikata lil dan il-vapur l-Asturias. L-Asturias beda bħala vapur merkantili fl-1925. Intlaqat minn Torpedo fl-1943 iżda kien irranġat biex iġor il-migranti fl-1948. Imbidel vapur ta' truppi fl-1954 u spiċċan warrab u infarrak fl-1957. Fil-ħajja qasira tiegħu dan il-vapur ġar total ta' 30,000 persuna l-Awstralja l-aktar mir-Renju Unit. Kien importanti għal Malta li tibgħat in-nies l-Awstralja. Malta kienet l-aktar post popolat fl-Imperu Ingliż b'aktar minn 2000 persuna kull 1000 kwadru u r-rata tat-twelid dejjem tiżdied. L-għoli tal-ħajja kien żdied 8 darbiet mill-livell ta' qabel il-gwerra, iżda il-pagi kienu rdupjaw biss. Il-Departiment tax-xogħol u l-Immigrazzjoni f'Malta rrapporta li fuq medja ta' 3 dipendenti għal kull ħaddim jasal żmien fa' 10 snin ta' emigrazzjoni akbar popolazzjoni ta' 120,000 li ma ikollix xogħol li isossnija. B'konsegwenzi terribli għal livell ta' l-għexien, il-ħajja u l-ekonomija tal-gżira. Fl-1949, 42,000 Malti u Awċi kienu irreġistrati għal l-emigrazzjoni. Trid tisma' aktar stejjer bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.